Another transitional fossil deception has been added to the scientific literature. Evolutionist scientists recently introduced another supposed intermediate fossil to the public, Archisippus achilles. This 55-million-year-old tarsier fossil, the size of a squirrel and which was found in China, is from the present-day tarsier family. On the basis of minor differences determined in the heel and foot bones, evolutionist scientists, who've been studying the fossil for the last 10 years, heralded this life form as a supposed transitional form between primates and humans. Yet this fossil has the same characteristics as Philippine tarsier primates living in Southeast Asia today. The fossil's skull, teeth, joint bones, and skeletal structure are identical to those of tarsiers living today. The only difference in this 55-million-year-old fossil is in the heel and foot bones, and the foot and heel bones in this fossil specimen are identical to those of present-day marmosets. When we look at the fossil, we see a perfect living thing from its skull to its feet. As always, however, evolutionist scientists have resorted to classic techniques and use the fact that the fossil possesses features from two different life forms as supposed proof of evolution. But this is totally misleading, because mosaic creatures, such as the platypus, which has both amphibious and mammalian characteristics, are living today. These are absolutely not transitional life forms, but unique species. Archisippus achilles is not a mosaic form, however, because this fossil has completely mammalian characteristics, from top to bottom. In other words, it has nothing to do with the supposed intermediate forms alleged by the evolutionists. Millions of life forms once existed on Earth, but have since become extinct. Scientists estimate that 99.9% of the species that have to date existed on Earth are now extinct. The way the scientists classify the fossils they find as supposed intermediate forms, instead of among extinct life forms, even though almost 100% of all those that have ever lived are now extinct, is nothing more than trickery. Archisippus achilles is also an extinct life form, with a perfectly functioning anatomy. For example, the moa birds, which were unique to New Zealand, became extinct in the 1400s. However, had evolutionists discovered fossil remains of those birds, they probably would have described them as a transitional species between dinosaurs and birds, as they have done with fossil remains of all extinct life forms, because the moa was a very large flightless bird. Evolutionists played the same tricks with the coelacanth fossil. On the basis of the bone structures in its fins, they claimed that the coelacanth was a transitional form. However, when a living specimen of the coelacanth, thought to be extinct, was discovered off South Africa, this evolutionist ruse fell apart. The coelacanth was not a transitional form, but a perfect bottom-dwelling fish. As with all the other life forms they claim to be transitional forms, evolutionists should issue an apology over Archisippus achilles, which they allege to be an intermediate form between humans and primates.